We are deep into January. A lot of you are trying to work out at the gym, try to keep that New Year's resolution going, but the fear of flu is keeping you home. Question is, should it?
Well, let's ask personal trainer Fairfax Hackley in our best body report facts. Hack, how are you doing?
Great. Now.
Better than me. Yeah. So at the gym, folks are sweating and coughing all over the place. What should we look out for when we want to stay flu-free?
Well, you know, an ounce of prevention could be worth a pound of body fat when we are trying to stay on track when it comes to our New Year's resolutions. And a gym could really be a haven for a lot of flu germs, but by following these precautions and also exercising a little bit of restraint, you know, we can minimize some of our chances for contracting it.
All right. What are those precautions?
Well, the obvious, you know, getting your flu shots, not touching your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. Washing your hands often before, during, and after your workouts, wiping down the equipment, the handles, the seats, the handrails, especially those cup holders and the headrests, believe it or not. Bring your own water bottle because fountains are notoriously, you know, dirty. Clean those water bottles often and don't put your face too close to the fountain.
I'm starting to get so grossed out right now. What about all the common gear in gyms?
Well, you know, one of the biggest culprits are yoga mats because we come in contact with them and the floor. Also, boxing gloves where you have multiple use and they get pretty stinky and pretty, you know, especially during the flu season because of the sweating and stuff. So make certain that you really wipe those things down. Also, dumbbells get a lot of high use. So really be careful when using those things in the common areas.
Okay, some personal protocol here. You say we need two towels at the gym. Why is that?
Well, the first towel, you should have one that you wipe your face with or your body, and the second towel to cover a piece of equipment or cover the headrest. But some people will use a towel to wipe down their own sweat, you know, clean it, blow their nose, wipe their body. It's just disgusting. But especially, you know, we're talking about prevention here. So we really want to be focused on, you know, some of our own personal habits and how they affect other people.
Quickly before we go, when it's cold outside, the saunas and steam rooms are so inviting. But you're saying stay away.
Stay away big time because everyone's trying to detox and they think that the saunas and the steam are really, really good. And they are, but definitely not during flu season. Everyone's coughing and sneezing. And also, you know, when they cool down, they really become a haven for germs because then you heat them back up. And those are the first things that you inhale when you come into the gym.
All right. A lot of great advice there. Thanks, Hack.
Thank you for having me.
Fairfax Hackley in our Best Body Report.
Body News.